Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man of all time, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike Horn. I appreciate it when you introduce me.
I do.
Like, with feeling?
You're a good man.
Oh, good.
It's a little sad day, a sad week for me this week, because I am a huge Rush Limbaugh fan, and to lose a guy like that, and whether you agree with his politics or not, here's a guy who single-handedly revolutionized talk radio. He was the guy that went out and reformatted it. I got into talk radio because of it. I'm sure people like Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, all those guys got their start. Michael Medved was the first fill-in host. Hugh Hewitt, all these conservative talk show hosts followed the lead of the great Rush Limbaugh, who was an entertainer, a radio broadcaster first, and then was able to explain politics to you and make you think. And whether you agree with him or not, he made you think. And he will be missed. What a great man. What, 30-some-odd years, 32 years in the talk radio business, and he passed away here on Wednesday. It's a sad day. I loved Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, many people did. And, you know, one of the things, all those things you say about him are true, inspirational and so forth. But you know what's interesting? It just came to me driving down the street this morning. I can't help but think that 33 years of him being on the radio and the country still got taken over.
Well, but he always had no matter who won, he always had a positive outlook that it was still, we were all Americans, we're all people. Look, Trump had all his rallies. But Rush was the first one to have the Rush to Excellence tour. Rush used to fill arenas up and auditoriums with people that wanted to hear him talk when he first started in the late 80s, in 1988, when he started with his show. So a lot of the stuff he did was captured by other politicians, by the talk show hosts. But Rush always remained the same. He was the first guy to work with Roger Ailes on that TV show he used to have, that half-hour show.
Yeah, no, I understand. He never resonated with the Republican Party to the effect where it caused them to unite, which is one of the issues that led to the takeover and the loss of the country.
We'll be back with more Fred Dreyer in the house. It's the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on various platforms here for you. Sirius XM Channel 217 on Sirius, Channel 203 on XM, 967 online on Sirius XM. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio. We got them all for you. And
yeah,
thank you so much.
I'm looking at getting a new phone.
Are you? I am too. Mine's starting to get a little old.
Mine is, I don't trust it. It doesn't hold a charge for very long.
Oh, boy.
And I can't have that.
Neither do I, but that's what happens with age. What can I tell you? So, yeah. Fred Dreyer, we're here on the show. Let's talk some football news. First off, we got a bunch of people maybe leaving, moving around. I want to get your thoughts on this. Season's over, and now all of a sudden the general manager from the Pittsburgh Steelers says that not going to commit to bringing Ben Roethlisberger back. Ben's synonymous with the Steelers, and say he wants to continue to play. But Kevin Colbert, the GM there in Pittsburgh, not so sure he wants Roethlisberger back. He says the Steelers previously have made it clear that he won't be back without a restructured contract. So he's saying that they could do a deal. But as we sit here today, quoting him now, he said, as we sit here today, this is Kevin Colbert, the GM of the Steelers. As we sit here today, Ben is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he did reiterate to us he wants to continue to play. We told him we have to look at his current situation. But he did hint that he would have to take a steep pay cut. Fred, your thoughts here on this one.
How steep?
I don't know.
Well, first of all, this NFL ownership, this generation of owners and this generation of players deserve one another.
What do you mean?
Well, they just do. Both are inept. Both are incompetent. Both are larcenous. They don't look out for themselves, or they don't look out for one another, just themselves. And there's no way you can stand up and say, I'm going to give Patrick Mahomes $50 million a year. You have just...
That's a lot of cash.
I don't care if you can afford it. They can afford to give the guy $1 billion a year. If push comes to shove... the point is, they've got 15 quarterbacks now on the hook. They've the league has been drafting poorly. I also believe that the National Football League has selected poorly from the college ranks, and they have drafted out they've drafted from a pool of offensive philosophy that has been force fed into the National Football League, i.e., not putting quarterbacks under center and running traditional pass protection. And what have you, but putting them in a shotgun formation to where they're susceptible.
Susceptible to
injury.
Yeah.
And even these great quarterbacks, the great ones, the great athletes, the ones that, you know, the Mahomeses, what happened to him last year? He got hurt.
Yep.
He's got a bad toe now that could follow him around. Once these guys at any fee, start getting chipped off, they're going to be shopped. I said this, you know, when they said we're going to Patrick Mahomes is the first $50 million, and Jerry Jones is trying to figure out how to sign Dax. Here's what you do with Dax. You just tell him, here's what I've got in my budget. Here's my budget. This is what I've got. I'm going to give you whatever it is. You know, we're talking about giving him $34-35 million at the time of their negotiation.
Right.
And so, but here's what we're doing. I'm putting a cap on how much money we pay quarterbacks because of the responsibility of hanging your franchise on one individual, and it's the quarterback. It's the quarterback.
Jared Goff, right?
Well, he's one. You know, there's 15. I think they brought up today. There was 15 of them, and they're looking for these quarterbacks to stay healthy, and they're not going to. All these high priced quarterbacks coming into the league. You know, Tagovailoa, the guys that are coming in from high intensity offenses out of college,
right?
And none of these college people run a lot of offense from under center. They run it in the shotgun. They get the ball out. It's run and shoot. It's wide open, which means the quarterback is way more vulnerable. You've got football season, you had two quarterbacks that were the opposite of one another. You had a 43-year-old from Tampa who was healthy the whole year. And he was under center as well as he was, you know, in the shotgun. But they did a great job protecting Brady, and on the other side, Kansas City lost their two starting tackles and a guard, so they were weak in and out. Plus, he had a bad toe, and no matter how many skill players you had available to him, you that's not the only thing. You've got to get leadership from the quarterback position, and you can't do it if that guy's on his back, or he's inconsistent, or he's hurt, or if they've pared back the offense to accommodate an injured quarterback. You have an awful lot of promising talent in college, and they're looking at coming in and without really doing anything, making an incredible amount of money, guaranteed, within the first 3 to 5 years. You know, these guys are stocking away $100+ million.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but it's a lot of money if you're not available.
If you're not going to play and you're injured. Now, you just brought up the fact that Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz were sidelined there on the starting line there for Kansas City, but Devin White, who's put a scathing message out to the Chiefs, the all-pro Devin White, said he's fed up with hearing how Kansas City was at a disadvantage because they were without starting tackles, Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz, both sidelined by injury. And he says, to put it plainly, he wants everyone to can the excuses and tie them in a rocket and fire them into the sun. So he made it clear he was on Fox Sports One's Undisputed, and he's a 23-year-old kid, and he said, telling Andy Reid, the coach and the offensive coordinator of Kansas City, that anyone else who had a hand in the scheming protection for Mahomes, that they just won it fair and square, that Tampa Bay just came in. We knew. Here's the quote from Devin White, and I'm quoting now. He says, we knew. He's talking about it, Kansas City. He says, we knew that they was going to be a cocky team, which they have every right to be. They were the number one offense in the entire National Football League. But the thing is, we knew they couldn't block us. We knew that our front four was going to dominate them. So they did us a favor. They played right into our hands.
Which was?
I guess you said that that's why we picked Tampa Bay, is because there were injuries, key injuries on Kansas City, for
God's
sakes. Well,
everybody, it wasn't a secret.
Yeah, I know. So, but Devin White's
23 years old. He doesn't have an opinion yet.
I know.
He's got a marble up there between his ears, and he hasn't figured out what to do with it. Instead of shooting his mouth off and not knowing really the context of what he talks about.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that they were going to have a good day against Kansas City, because the matchups, even with the two starting tackles, this is going to be a heck of a matchup for Tampa Bay's defensive linemen. But here's what you have: you've got another Super Bowl in the books. It went according to Hoyle, and there's nothing you can do about it until what? Next year.
In the meantime, they're complaining about the trophy throw from Brady to Gronk. Everybody relax. Take a deep breath. We're going to take a break. Come back with more. We'll get to some of your comments here in our chat room. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
And welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. He is the man. And one of the all-time great talk show hosts, I'm telling you right now.
And I'm relegated to sorting my mail.
Getting lots of mail. You can write to Fred Dreyer. You can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, crntalk.com.
Hey, you know, I want to thank the folks out there for listening to my plea. I guess it was last week,
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
When I said, if you want me to sign something, make sure you send it to me with a return mailing situation. And you have. I've gotten a lot of stuff like helmets and pictures and things like that that I sign first and get it back into the mail. And then the other stuff, you know, the letters, cards, and letters and stuff that, you know, I prioritize the merchandise that's sent to me. But I can I can only do that if you. If you help me out, and when you send this stuff off, you know, just make sure you give me the return stuff.
Did you get my wallet that I sent to you?
You had a wallet, yeah.
With the request to fill it with 20s and send it back, I don't care about the autograph.
You know what's really interesting? Cheap jokes.
Are good, aren't they? Don't you enjoy them every once in a while?
Cheap jokes.
Got
like
more.
That.
Stay tuned. We got more.
If you do, save them up. Write them down.
And
we'll go through them.
We do. We got now let's get into a little bit here in the chat room because we got a lot of people tuning and listening to the show. So we start off, Pamela says, hi, Fred and Mike. Hi, Pamela
Johnson. Hello.
Pamela Smith-Watson says, hello, Fred and Mike from Georgia. Fred, did your parents ever get to see you play football?
Oh, my, yes. My father saw me play baseball in high school and some basketball, but then he died in my senior year when I was 17.
So he didn't see football.
So he
but
didn't
saw
see
baseball.
Me play football, but he saw me play, you know, basketball and baseball. And my mother saw me play in all the way up until I finished my professional duties here in L.A.
See, the Fredster, which a lot of you people don't know, but a lot of you do because you listen to the show, started his sports career with baseball. He was a strappy, strong right-hander, kind of in the model of the mold of Don Drysdale, old number 53, Big D. And this guy was Big F, Fred Dreyer. And you could bring it, couldn't you? Yeah, well, the F was for fastball.
I
what
brought
did you
it
have?
And I delivered it.
What did you have? Fastball, curve, what did you have?
I had all that stuff.
Did you?
I had
did you have change a slider?
Up, I had
change
up.
Change up.
Slider was too flat, had no depth, so I didn't. I only threw
dumped
that for off speed stuff.
When you want to look like Kenley Jansen
but
on
you
a bad
what
day.
I, when, before I hurt my arm, I had fastball certainly, but I threw it sidearm and every once in a while submarine, a little below. Oh. And believe me, tell you something. When you hit a left hander up there, and you come into him submarine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
the SS Nautilus comes in there and just wipes you right out. All right, good question there, Pam.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very good.
Very good.
Now we got Bernard says, hello, Fred and Mike from Ottawa. James says, hi, Fred and Mike, and also to Stephanie from Arizona. Tomorrow on Charge TV, they will air the pilot episode of Hunter. And he says, it works for me. That's on Charge. I haven't even heard
you
of Charge.
You write this stuff down.
Charge TV. I'll
this show, it, this right series, there. And there's a billion episodes. There's like 160 episodes.
That pilot.
And so you shouldn't have any trouble finding where this is aired.
I watched the pilot, and it's got everything in it. It's got the captain who's out of control and kind of riding your case, and you with your laissez-faire attitude just coming back at the captain. You got your beautiful woman sidekick. You got the bumbling other detective that
Bernie,
you don't want.
Bernie Terwilliger.
You got cars. They give you just the captain, just to give you one example, and I don't want to kill the whole episode for everybody.
No, that's so go ahead. 40 years old.
Captain gives all these crappy cars that have been beat up in the car carpool for Hunter. You got to the stuff breaks in your hands. You got to crawl out the window, and they force you as Rick Hunter to use the inferior automobiles. And when do you finally get the decent car? Is it episode 2, 3, 4 or something?
Yeah, somewhere's right
somewhere
around
in there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're giving you a bunch of junk.
Well, look, you couldn't continue the joke. It's a fun little gag, you know, when you go to chasing somebody
sure.
and you circle back. There's that word. You
circle back on the
when
show.
You circle back and you open the front door to get in to chase somebody and the door handle comes off. It works every once in a while.
It works
like that,
for me.
But you can't do it all the time, and that's what they were doing.
And you used the phrase, it works for me, in the very episode. It's good. It's great.
Well, I used it a lot.
And what's this? Brian Dennehy is in this thing, wasn't he?
Oh, Brian, yeah.
He's great. All right, so what else we got here? Chris says, good evening, Mike and Fred, from Chris in New York City. Happy Chinese Lunar New Year to both of us. Did you know it's a Chinese New Year? And
I didn't.
Well, you should read your fan mail because
I don't know. Should we be celebrating that?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Take a look. Those of you that are on Facebook Live, I'll give you this here. This is the symbol for the Chinese New Year this year from Pam sent it. And she says, hi, Mr. Dreyer.
Year
this
of the
is an
dog.
Email.
Year of the dog.
The year of the dog. Last week was the beginning of the Chinese Lunar New Year. For centuries, it's believed that a person is born directly affects his personality the year that he's born. Ooh. And the year 1946 is the year of the dog. Listen to this. Ooh. So anybody born in 1946, dog people are known to be straightforward, honest, loyal, courageous, quick-witted, and smart. Sounds like me. I wasn't born in 46. We know anybody born in 46?
Well, I was.
Oh. Oh, well, happy birthday.
So,
woof. I didn't know that.
You didn't know
that. It's good. So she said, as a fan of your program, I think it's a very accurate description of how you came across. What do you think, Mike Horn? Couldn't find Mike Horn's birth year listed. That's because my birth year's not listed.
I think Chinese back in the year 6 omitted your birthday.
I told you there are more of those jokes coming.
Omitted your birthday.
Told you. So she says, that's the year of the rabbit. I think I was born in 1951 is my birth year.
I'm sorry.
And I'm the year of the rabbit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, and the rabbit just keeps on going, keeps on clicking. What can I tell you? That's good stuff. All right, let's get to some more comments here because we got a lot of them, and we want to get to more. All you got to do is go to our chat room on Facebook Live when we do the show, or email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred, do you think Daniel Jones is the long-term quarterback for the Giants?
Well, so far, as long as hopefully they don't give him a lot of money. You know, if this guy has a great year and, you know, the Giants suddenly are 12 and, you know, 4, whatever it might be.
Right.
And he has a great year, you know, they've got to calm themselves and realize that they just can't start throwing money at people and saying, we've got the quarterback position locked up for the next 10 years, and we don't have to pay quarterbacks, we don't have to renegotiate quarterbacks, this is what we've got, and this is how it's going to go down. They should just simply, you know what I would do, you know, if I was them, I would say, you have an opportunity, if you're a general manager, you have an opportunity to tell your players, you can sign a 1-year contract.
Right.
And let's go on the premise of how well you do
in that year.
Yeah,
that's it.
And that'll determine your salary.
That's good stuff. Okay, let's take another question here, if we will. Kathy says, hi from Lawndale. Paul, neighbor Paul, said, did you ever play against Ernie Ladd? Ernie Ladd. Who's Ernie Ladd?
Who's Paul?
Paul from Palm Springs.
Neighbor?
Neighbor Paul.
Is that the same name?
Neighbor Paul from Palm Springs.
No, I didn't play against Ernie. She was in the 50s and 60s.
Paul, neighbor Paul. No stupid jokes coming from the audience. No more of those.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Paul.
Neighbor Paul always tries to throw those in.
Ernie Ladd. No, Ernie was gone, I think, and he was gone in the mid-60s. He was from 59 to 66 or something like that. I don't know.
Bernard saying hi from Ottawa. Let's see what else we got here. We got mentioned the Chinese New Year. Joseph said, Fred. Let's see. We got Sharon. Hi, Fred and Mike from Dallas, Texas. I hope there no snowstorms. They really got hit, didn't they?
Well, I sure heck
hope. Boy, I'm telling you.
I'm going to be flying back there in the next couple of weeks.
Let's hope it's better weather. Here's the thing. We have a show that comes to us from Minnesota,
Minnesota,
the satellite dishes in Minnesota, mm-hmm. Bill Martinez Live. And the power for Minnesota gets routed through Texas. And they got those, you know, the wind generators and the solar,
the windmills,
all that stuff. And they froze up. And so the whole uplink site was just shut down. Nothing was out. Just shut down because no power coming from Texas. Are we on?
Well.
Hello?
Well, that's what you get back there.
That's true.
And this just shows you that the foolishness of relying. People would love to have coal right now.
Yeah.
And coal.
You got to mix and match
and
them.
And oil for their heaters, not a windmill.
Well, and I'll tell you, it was... You know, neighbor Paul put solar energy up, and I'm putting solar energy up on my house now. And it's a nice thing, but you got to work it with the regular energy. So if there's no sun, you got regular power coming in. And I'm not going to put a windmill.
It's too complicated.
No windmill up whatsoever. Okay, so here's a question for you. This comes to us from Sharon. Fred, what are your thoughts on why the Cowboys continue to fail at getting getting to the playoffs in the last 25 years, not to mention barely getting to the playoffs? Playoffs.
Two words, Jerry Jones.
Whoa, really?
That's right.
Why do you say that?
Well, he's incompetent. He can own the team, which he does, but you got to get him out of the kitchen. You got to tell him your choices, how you interact, the things that you're doing don't work and haven't worked, and the longer you stay there, the more you're going to fail.
All right, there you have it from Fred. More comments coming up. We got your emails, too. We got a whole lot more with us. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live, Roku everywhere in the country, maybe even in Canada on Roku, on Sports Byline, CRN Talk, Sirius XM. This is the place to go. Email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com.
Do it.
Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. We'll be right back.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
We are back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're going to get to your emails as well, too. But if we can, let's take a quick look at just a couple more comments that came in. Joseph already jumped in, and he was answering Sharon. He said, the Cowboys' issue is, guess what? Jerry Jones. He agrees with you, Fred. He said, Jerry should pay the bills, let football people make the football decisions. Sharon said, yes, I agree. Said, thank you, and there you have it.
Well, here's the issue. Yes, that's instinctful. Instinctual.
It's stinky, yeah.
Yeah, but Jerry will not allow anyone to come in.
That's the deal.
And monkey with his son, Steve.
That's it.
And Steve, if I were he, and I'm not, he should have the common sense in which to tell Dad, let me go out and hire a general manager.
Yep.
Who will interact with the league, interact with all the duties of a general manager, and I'll be the buffer between Dad and that entity. Right now, Jerry Jones is bumping heads with his son Steve, and it doesn't work. You know, I mean, I'm not. You know, he's a successful oil man, a businessman, which is fine, but at the same time. He's failing, and to have this gap. Here's the other thing: if you're an owner of a special type of a franchise, you have to have a great relationship with everyone on your team, but. In case you don't, you got to have someone that can go to those people and bark at them and get upset with them and to compliment them. And most of the time, that comes from your general manager, your coach. Jerry has to relegate that type of a relationship with his people. And he's not doing it, hasn't done it. And he's very abrasive and up in the face of all of his players. I think it's been a mistake to hang Dax, the quarterback, out for the last going on 3 years where he's now relegated. You can't come to an agreement with him. So they franchise tag this guy. And it dispirits everybody and everyone. Because if you're not paying this quarterback, you're not dealing with him and getting him wrapped up and freeing him to interact with the team and the community, you're doing a terrible disservice.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, we're getting comments back. Kathy saying, yep, a real GM and a better management and coach, and, you know, maybe they'd be in the Super Bowl for 25 years. Speaking of Dallas. You know, Troy Aikman, former Cowboy quarterback, also in the broadcast booth now with Joe Buck. And so Joe Buck is on Colin Cowherd's show, and he says, he makes this statement. He says, Joe, and Troy Aikman used to drink in the booth during broadcast.
Say that again?
He said they used to drink in the booth during broadcast. Now, why would you make that statement? He says, you know, kicking back, he said, you know, he wanted to keep himself grounded in the work. He said it would help establish a smoother relationship with Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman, whom he began working with in 2001. And so Joe said he was in the interview with Colin. He said the pairing sounded like college buddies who have a small glass of bourbon that you sip occasionally during the game. He said, we've had that glass of bourbon in the booth, but it's not bourbon. It's tequila, a splash of Grand Marnier and grapefruit juice. These guys are going crazy with this
sharing
stuff.
Secrets.
Exactly. Exactly it. Now, I don't know your thoughts about that. But all I have to say, Fred, is I can't understand.
We had that down before anybody did. You were so drunk the other day; it was so wonderful.
Takes the edge off, Fred. Takes the edge off. It's coffee. Would you like more coffee, Fred?
No.
Okay. No, seriously, why would you say something like that? Because not everybody's going to look next year at Joe Buck and see if he's drunk or not. That's it. That's a dumb thing, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, and let's see if anybody comes back on him. I bet you his agent
stupid
called
things,
him.
Stupid things, you know? It's like that's a dumb thing. There was one other one here
really stupid.
That I had that somebody else made a comment on that I wanted to talk about. And where did that other one go? Somebody else was making some stupid comments here. We'll find it here on the show because it's good stuff. You got to keep these things going over there. So anyway, that's the latest there. Now, what about J.J. Watt? He has released himself from the team. Am I correct? He's like
J.J. Watt, yeah. Defensive lineman, yep. Three-time MVP.
Yep.
Went to the ownership of the Texans and said, I want out of here. They said, okay. And so it's now left to find out who's going to engineer, who's going to contact whatever teams that he wants to, that JJ wants to go to. It can be the Green Bay Packers. It can be the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I think would probably be the best thing for him to go. His brothers are playing there. And see, here it is again. The grievance that these players have would be as minuscule
right.
as the salaries they're being paid if they weren't being overpaid.
And they're being overpaid.
See, there is no matter what the capacity of the potential to pay people tremendous amounts of money.
Right.
There's still a conversation in there that you're paying them too much.
Correct.
And they're saying, well, you can afford it. That doesn't answer the question of you being paid too much.
Well, where's he going to go? Because they say there's top five. First, the Steelers, because his brothers are there. Derek Watt is there and T.J. Watt. So if they go there, all three would be on the Steelers. And maybe Roethlisberger would take less cash and change that team around. Tampa Bay, because J.J. wants a ring, so he might go to Tampa Bay. Dallas, we talked about Dallas here on the show. They need some help, so we'll see what happens. He'd stay in Texas. Green Bay, what about that? He's a Wisconsin native. I vote to be on Green Bay.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to go back home.
Baltimore Ravens? Jeremy Dayton.
He doesn't want to go there. He's going to wind up going to Pittsburgh where his brothers are.
You think
are.
So?
Yeah. Well, his brothers are there.
I know.
Plus, it's not home, and you're not going to be harangued by being at home. You know, that can work against you.
Is Joe Buck still around in the broadcast booth?
He's down there.
He's down here a little bit. He's all right.
He's under the broadcast table.
Good to have Joe Buck here. Let's get to some fan mail real quick here. Fred Dreyer, hello, from John. He said, would there be any way in getting one of your playing cards autographed? He said, big fan of your Rams days and all through the Hunter run. You, sir, are awesome.
Well, thank you very much. But here again, find the card, and I will send it to me, and I'll mail it back to you.
And send a self-addressed envelope to mail it
well,
back.
Well, of course, yeah.
Paul and the Dark Lord of the Sith says, who was your stunt double? Did you have a stunt double?
I did. In Hunter or football?
In Hunter.
On the Rams, I had a stunt double.
That's good. That's really good. I told you the jokes are there.
Hey, they're right there.
Good. Vince Ferragamo wanted to make a few extra bucks. Didn't he come in for you a couple of times as your stunt double, Vince?
Yeah, he started to run out on the field on a goal line play, and then they tackled him.
Did you just have one stunt double throughout the history of Hunter?
I had Russell Solberg.
Was he good?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Very good.
Yeah. Alex says, hi, big fan of you, Fred Dreyer. Any chance of another Hunter show? People
no.
want this.
No.
And it's on Peacock also, too, and it's on Tubi, and now it's on Charge, they say. This is great.
It's everywhere. It's omnipresent, as they say.
It is. Do you watch it at all? Do you... I think you should tune in and watch yourself. Robert Conrad, when he was here, used to sit back and really enjoy for the first time watching the episodes because you're so busy when you're making them, you may not have time to see the show.
Well, that is true to a great degree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't. How can I go home and turn my TV on? Is there a channel that I turn on?
Tubi, Peacock, Charge. It's all these. You put these apps, get a Roku TV like they're watching us on now or something. You can see these things.
Well, I don't have that stuff.
We'll help you with it. Pamela says, please invite Stephanie Kramer to your CRN talk show. That would be awesome. Can we get her at least a phone call sometime?
I don't know. We'll talk about that.
Okay, that'd be kind of fun. That's pretty good. What else we got here for you? How about the Dodgers signing Justin Turner? You were critically almost not going to root for the Dodgers if they didn't sign this guy after all he did for the team.
Well, I mean, it's only hyperbole, you know. You have to sign him. It's clear. They knew it. He knew it. And it's just a matter of time before you get together on a contract. And they did. It's a two-year deal. It's $34, $35 million guaranteed. And
option for a year three, right?
It's a Dodgers option.
Yeah, it's a Dodgers option if they want to.
You know, if they want to keep him, they got him. Yeah. If not, and he went along with it. Plus, you know, he and his wife, they do tremendous work in the community.
Right. That's why I was surprised. J.J. Watt, he came out last year and said he didn't like the Houston team, that they really are not playing well and good and anything at all. So he says that, and he was big in the Houston area doing stuff for them. When you're a player on a team and you're somebody like a J.J. Watt and you come out and say, hey, our team stinks, I got to get out of here, what does that do to the rest of your teammates? Would you have ever made a statement like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I weren't happy with the Giants.
But
that's right.
You left. But you left. You didn't make a big deal about it in the media.
No, they kind of did after
they
after,
did
after the fact.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, look, you know, anytime it was more difficult for a player to move in 1969, 69, 70, 71, it was more difficult. But I, you know, if you're a valuable commodity in the league, you can force a trade because there'll be a lot of teams wanting to trade for you. So I just told the Giants, you know, in my case, I said, I'm leaving. You can do what you want. So they said, well before the draft comes out, we're going to make a deal with New England. And so they traded me to New England for a bunch of draft choices to rebuild their team, and then they let the proceedings of the draft that Monday afternoon, dictate the fact that, okay, we're making an announcement. Fred's out of here. Goodbye, Fred. And then I said, well, okay, I'm out of there, but what makes you think I'm staying in Boston?
Yeah, and so they tried to sign you in Boston and couldn't, and you just then left and went to the Rams.
Yeah, they gave it a shot, and I just said, look, I'm not the best player in the league.
Your college coach John Madden was in Oakland. You were considering Oakland for a while, right?
Yeah,
and the Rams. And how about you played them many years ago? And I don't know if people know this. You were almost going to play for that old team, the Sabretooth Tigers. Remember that with Grog, not yeah. Gronk, Grog.
Yes.
You remember that? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to have you cough on that.
I'll go to a different shot here for you while you can go ahead and do that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more. Don't forget to email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. I'll stop the dumb jokes. I don't want to make them choke. crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, fred_dreyer, facebook.com/therealfreddreyer. And don't forget, when we're on Facebook Live, you can get into the chat room and chat with us and talk about all that kind of good stuff. We got lots more to do. Fred's pulling out some more stuff there. Fred Dreyer is here. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us every week at this time. Soon to go, Fred. Am I right? 5 days a week. Is that happening?
Yeah, that's happening. I just got to clear some of the things up on my desk.
Okay, we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you all for joining us here. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. All right, bullet stories here and comments from Fred. First, the Dodgers, Austin Barnes. They get a salary arbitration. They avoid it with a 2-year deal. And Austin Barnes is hitting better because of Mookie Betts, right? Mookie Betts got him a little bit better stance and everything.
As is the case, you know, if you're a good teammate, you keep your eyes peeled in order help your teammates. And it's surprising how you can help them.
Cody Allen was an all-time saves leader for the Cleveland Indians. He has retired. The Detroit Tigers.
I don't know him.
The Detroit Tigers are mulling a 6-man rotation when they get back to the normal season. Listen, the starters only pitch 4 innings anyway. What do we need 6 guys in the rotation for?
No, I mean, look, they try to do things to where they can control matchups.
That's it.
And by the way, if we haven't forgotten, these sets of rules where a relief pitcher has to come in and face 3 batters before.
That's a dumb rule. Yeah,
that's stupid.
That's it.
They keep making rules to shoot themselves in the foot.
They do. Kurt Schilling. He has asked the Baseball Hall of Fame to remove him from the ballot. He's been on it 9 times, and if he fails the 10th time, he won't get in. So he instead is going to have players judge him to see if he gets in. That's smart, isn't it?
Well, he's going to have the old-timers who aren't political that standpoint.
Not the writers, the players.
There's always a chance of a backfiring. But he'll get a fair turn with he feels he'll get a fair turn with the old timers.
And the Angels, Albert Pujols, I love Albert, one of the great players of all time. He says he's unsure if he's going to continue his career beyond 2021. He's kind of, the numbers have been falling off, right? He signed that 10-year deal?
Yeah, but it's a 10-year deal where he now has to, if he's not going to hit, not yes. going to play very well,
yeah.
then they got to take him over to Artie's house every Sunday and he cleans the pool.
It's a lot of money. That's our show.
You got to work it off. It's a personal services contract.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Catch us here every week at this time. Final words from Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much for the cards and letters here, ladies and gentlemen. I have my work cut out for me.
See you next week.